Good morning, it's 19 past 7. And good morning to our State Member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher. Hello, Butch.
Hey, g'day, Hammo. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. I enjoyed the long weekend, sort of. Had a half shift here yesterday. What about yourself? Would have just sat back and enjoyed everything, mate? Wouldn't have been much on at all, no?
Oh, no, not too much. I got in. I actually went to the office yesterday. We had cabinet yesterday with the Premier, so had to sit up for a few hours. But it was a nice resting weekend with the family. So
yeah. Well, we'll get on to the good news shortly, but there has been some COVID fears for the Stanwell Power Station, with reports saying up to 400 workers have arrived from down south for last week. And there are some reports saying, well, how do we know if they've been COVID tested properly or not? All they've got to do is actually fill out a form.
Yeah, certainly the news coming out yesterday was a little bit concerning. Obviously, I'm not aware of the full details of all of those workers coming through. But what we should make sure is that those people certainly are, you know, tested, and make sure that they're safe to come into a facility. But, you know, we've seen what happened out at Rookwood Weir. It only takes one person and the whole place can go into lockdown. So when you have major shutdowns, particularly at large power stations like this one and a lot of people around, it certainly is important to make sure that everyone's health and safety is number one. And a lot of companies here in CQ Hammo do it really, really well. You know, the work that's been done by Sunwater out at Rookwood Weir, you know, has been exemplary. And hopefully those same sort of protocols will be happening out at Stanwell before they start that shutdown. So fingers crossed, and no doubt the Chief Health Officer and the Premier certainly will be aware of it, and we'll make sure that that project can continue on and done safely and COVID-free.
Yeah, well, it's only a source, mate, who doesn't want to be named in regards to this, so
that's right, mate.
Yeah, these
are big companies with really strict protocols, particularly this sort of stuff. They know for a fact that if they're shut down, they start stripping it bits and someone is positive, that that shuts the whole thing down. It costs them millions and millions of dollars. So I'd be confident that they're doing the work first to ensure that those people are certainly COVID-free and ready to work.
Yeah. Well, the good news on the weekend with the southeast opening at 4 o'clock on Sunday, numbers have come down over the last couple of days too.
Yeah, it's tracking really well, Hammo. You know, the tracing that we've been doing here in Queensland has just been so, so good. Every single one of those people that have been identified are now in home quarantine. And the last four cases that we've seen yesterday were all in lockdown at home, which is fantastic news for us. And also the one up in Kansas, there's been no cases positive up there yesterday, which is fantastic news for them. So fingers crossed today, Hamo, that there's no new cases up in Cairns. And if there's any in southeast Queensland, that they're all in lockdown as well, which we've been seeing. And we can continue on. You know, everyone in Queensland, southeast Queensland, has done an absolutely amazing job. And we've seen some terrible stuff happening down south in New South Wales, just ridiculous numbers of people and people continuing to flaunt the laws and do the wrong thing. And that's what happened. So big shout out to all Queenslanders, particularly central Queenslanders. We've done an amazing job over the last couple of weeks, particularly with this last big outbreak.
Yeah, we had one or two people all the time, mate, that say, you know, it's a conspiracy and everything, and it just upsets the whole apple cart. And these are the ones at times that have caused all the big dramas and why we're going into lockdown a lot of the time, normally, because people are listening to them.
Yeah, and it's normally the way, though. How many the noisy ones advocating for this being rubbish and lockdown's rubbish, they're the ones who'll end up in our hospital, you know, clogging up our hospital systems when they're crooks. But, you know, each person has a right to make their own decisions. But, you know, in the best interests of everyone, you should be getting immunised. You should go and get the vaccine as soon as possible.
Yep.
If not for yourself, but for everyone else in your community, because, you know, the Queenslanders and Australians, you know, like to get out and about. They like to travel. And as the federal government said, you know, until we get to that 70 or 80% vaccine numbers, then no one's going anywhere. So, you know, it's really, really important. I'm you know, I've heard that the numbers going through the Gladstone Hospital have increased as well.
Yeah.
So if you're standing back waiting, make a call, get on and see if you can get yourself a vaccine, because it's really important.
Pull your head in. Last thing, census is tonight. Very important. It's not just on a federal level. It's not just on a state level, but also for local too. I mean, we need this to be done. We need these numbers to be filled out, the census forms to be filled out.
Oh, absolutely, Hamo. This is critical, and the more people fill it out, the more the federal government gets an understanding, and the state governments get an understanding of where people are and where the numbers are building and where the kids are. It's really important for our, you know, particularly here as a state. You know, it's about where do we build new schools, where do we build new high schools, you know, where do we put more hospitals in. All that sort of stuff is really important during a census, and getting an understanding of, you know, how many kids are in each area, how many adults or how many elderly. So we can build more, you know, nursing homes and those type of things. So, yeah, it's really important. I noticed a lot of people on my Facebook page, Glenn Butcher MP, have been saying they haven't received any information. If you get onto my Facebook page, yep. Glenn Butcher MP, I've got the link there, and I know you guys at 4CC are doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done online. I'll be doing mine this evening with my wife. It's ideal if you do it at this time tonight or today at that location.
Yep.
Get online, and it's really simple to do online from what I've been hearing from a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. I've already done mine. I did mine yesterday because I knew I was going to be home tonight. All right, Butch, thank you very much. Oh, the number, by the way, if anybody does have any queries, is 1-800-512-441. That's 1-800-512-441. That's the Census Contact Centre. You can jump online, census.abs.gov.au. Or like you said, jump onto your Facebook page, Glenn Butcher MP, or the 4CC Facebook page. Butch, thanks very much. We've got another update tomorrow, eh?
And yeah, mate, no drama at all, mate.
Our State Member for Gladstone, Glenn Butcher, there on 4CC. Morning.